The next version that you need to embody in your essence, into who you are as a woman, is the second W. It is the wise woman. The wise woman, okay? Type that in the comment box. Number two, the wise woman, okay? What comes up when you hear the wise woman? What comes up? Like, what do you think about? What do you feel in your body? Because she is so important. She is so important to embody. So the wise woman, she represents the femininity in you. She represents the feminine energy. She knows her power without having to do anything. She knows she's beautiful. Not only does she know it, but she radiates it. She's artistic, she's creative, she's nurturing, she's powerful, she's magnetic. She just is. She is sexy and she knows it and is beyond her physical attributes. She mesmerizes people. When you walk into a room, people wonder who the heck you are. When you show up at work or in your business, people are like, I want to listen to her. I want to talk to her. I want to know about her. As the person who doesn't have to use a lot of words, but when she does speak, it is very potent. The wise woman is dead, or I don't want to say dead. She lies dormant in so many women, and she did in my life as well. Because of what? Because of daddy issues. Because of daddy issues. With daddy issues, your masculine becomes very, very strong. Very, very closed off. Because you didn't have and you didn't get what you needed growing up. Now you start taking care of yourself. You don't trust yourself. So the wise woman, she's about trust. She's about beauty. She's about art. And when I say art, it can be anything, whatever you're passionate about. It's about creativity. It's about flow. It's about just being. Being able to just be. Being able to be without having constant thoughts in your mind. Being able to feel. She's the feeling version of you. Wonder Woman is the doing version of you. The wise woman, she feels. I need to wake up the wise woman. So the beautiful thing about the wise woman too, for those of you who don't know, she's really like an ancient archetype that represents all the healers and all the witches from the past who were literally magical. And I'm talking about the goodness in a woman. A lot of women were labeled witches like a bad thing, and they got burnt at stake because they were really, really powerful. And then women were encouraged to turn against each other and label other women as witches to not get basically murked themselves. So there's this deep sisterhood wound. There's this deep witch wound that exists, that's been existing for a very, very long time. And what has it caused? It's caused a lot of competition between us as women. It's caused a lot of comparison. It causes us to feel like we're not good enough. And society plays on our insecurities. You have to compete with her. She's prettier than you. Oh, you have to fix this about yourself. There's always something wrong with us. And this is generational. This is trauma that's been transferred. And regardless of what your religious beliefs are, this has nothing to do with it. These are labels that society put on women who are very feminine, very powerful, and knew how to collaborate with other people, with earth, how to use herbs, how to utilize the tools that were available, but they really knew the power that we all possess within. So when you are awakening the wise woman within you, you're calling on all the women that basically walked before you, your mom, your grandma, and I'm not talking about their trauma, but the power that they possess, right? The things that they knew, like, don't we all have grandmas who just said, like, drink this or eat this and it'll heal you? And it worked, right? So for generations, women just knew things. They just knew things, and a lot of those things were stripped away, and then we were taught to work hard, go for all these male-dominated jobs so we can, you know, even out the scale. It's not fair, right? It's not what it's about. Because we, as women, are cyclic. We go through 4 cycles every freaking month. We are as powerful as the moon. The moon influences us, right? You can feel the full moon. You can feel the shifts in the universe. Like, the moon literally creates tides, right? It's been proven that it affects crops too. So it affects your body. But the moon is not necessarily doing anything. The moon is not doing anything. The moon is just being. Okay? So I want you to think of the moon as well when you think about the wise woman in you. It has an effect on people. It has an effect on the oceans, and it affects the crops without doing a dang thing. Just being. And when you tap into this aspect of yourself, you can be who you are and attract the most amazing partners into your life. Because you know who you are. You know your power. You know your beauty. You know that you're capable of anything, and you have nothing to prove. Sana said, same wise woman is dormant because my Wonder Woman / independence needed to be strong. Absolutely. So as you're hearing this, something may be triggering or frustrating because you're like, dang, I wish I had more of that. But be kind to yourself. The wise woman would be kind and forgiving and patient. She is patient. She's open for change. So you also have to understand that your childhood trauma is not here to destroy you. It doesn't want to destroy you. It wants to protect you. Your inner child wants to protect you. And the way that you've been operating so far has been from a perspective of, I need to keep myself safe. I was not safe in my childhood, and I need to make sure I'm safe, which takes away this intuitive ability. So this is the reason why you have to embody the wise woman. Because when you're out on a date, you're not worried about whether or not what you're saying is going to come off wrong. You're not worried about that the questions you're asking are too much. You're not worried about whether or not they're going to trick you into something, because you're in tune with yourself and your body, and you trust your intuition, okay? So she's extremely intuitive. So many women are disconnected from their intuition because of their wounds and because of their full-blown masculinity, okay? So when you ask me, how do I pick the right partner, you will know, because you will know it in your body. Not like, butterflies, ooh, yeah, that's the right one for me. No, it's a deeper knowing, okay? Confidence, yes. Right self-confidence, yeah. So when you embody the wise woman, it activates the healthy version of the Wonder Woman. So you always want to activate the wise woman first, okay? So when you have the strong foundation of knowing who you are and knowing your power and not wanting or needing to prove yourself, then Wonder Woman can kick in and make things happen, all right? So there's this beautiful collaboration. But for most women, only one is alive. The other one is sleeping, okay? So we have to have both of them. Both of them, we have to have both of them, okay? So do you resonate with the wise woman? How does it feel in your body thinking about all the things that she represents? What would your life be like if you told her to wake up? And not only told her, but you started practicing the attributes of being the wise woman. How would your everyday life change? How would you show up to dates? How would you be texting people back? What would you be texting people back? What would you put up with? And what wouldn't you put up with? If you have the wise woman fully activated, fully unlocked within you.